proclamation number 7954 dated the August 1st, 1961. God's protection in the battle of faith. Thus stand firm and don't let your faith waver. For Roman 1, your God and Father of eternity, am and remain with you when the great battle of faith begins, by which my adversary also wants to cause the downfall of you who are my own. Everything undertaken against me will always aim to render Jesus Christ and his act of salvation implausible to you. And the fact that Jesus Christ will be denied, that people shall be deprived of all faith in him and that they therefore shall have no opportunity to depart from this earth in a redeemed state shall be taken by you as an obvious sign of the approaching end. For my adversary will openly challenge me by attacking Jesus Christ in whom I became a visible God for humanity. And the more intense this battle erupts, the more you can be assured of my presence, for I will not abandon my own, I will not let my adversary be victorious over those who want to be and remain my own. And when you are thus cornered by the requirement to deny me as the divine Redeemer Jesus Christ, when you have to choose between me and my adversary, then just put all your trust in me, as then I will be closer to you than ever. I myself will fight with you, and you need not fear my adversary, for my power is supreme and will protect you, no matter how threatening the undertakings against you may look. But then you can expect your deliverance within hours, you can count on my coming within hours and the end of the world, whence I will remove you at the height of affliction and danger. Do not become doubtful then, but remember that I have foretold you that you will still have to endure great tribulations for the sake of your faith. Yet the stronger your faith and the more confidently you abide by me, the easier will be the battle of faith for you, for I truly have the power at my disposal to avert even the worst from you, and my own shall experience my love and power and therefore can confidently and fearlessly look ahead to this time. But it will come, for the believers will come under attack by earthly authorities and those who are enslaved by my adversary. My own will have to give public testimony and should not be frightened, for the God whom they acknowledge will also reveal his power and help them in earthly adversity and distress. Just be prepared that brutal measures will be used against you, who want to remain loyal to me. But don't forget that I am Lord over life and death, over heaven and earth, and that I truly have means and ways to lead my own out of earthly hardship, even if it seems as if there is no way out. And whatever earthly things will be denied to you, I will miraculously feed you and quench your thirst, for that, too, is within my power. After all, I created heaven and earth. I made all laws according to my will, and thus I can also abolish laws and nourish you supernaturally. I can also surround you with a protective barrier, I can instruct my angels to form such a barrier around you. You only have to faithfully entrust yourselves to me, your Father, who will not leave his children in peril and who will protect you from the enemy of your soul, from earthly and spiritual opponents. For my might and my love is great. And this will happen in the near future. Yet prior to this you will still be subjected to tests of faith, but these, too, will strengthen and enable you to stand firm in the lost battle on this earth. And as soon as this conflict flares up you will also know that the end is not far away. For my adversary will only wage war for a short time, because for the sake of my chosen people I will shorten the time, I will bind him as well as his supporters. For the time he was granted for his activities on earth is fulfilled and the end of the earth is near, as it is proclaimed in word and scripture. Amen.